Random thought. Do you commend or condemn Cam Newton for not marrying the mother of four of his kids? Now, he was with this woman, Shakia Porter, for a while, you know, and they had four kids together. And he just sold it on his Funky Friday podcast on YouTube. He told Brittany Renner, like, yo, the thing is that the person I was when we were having children together, I couldn't be the best husband. I wasn't prepared to be a husband then. And she said, like, I was on Temptation Island, football player, young. No is not even in my vocabulary. So you can say, well, you know, he knew he wasn't ready. And so he didn't propose to her. Right. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, so would you commend him on that, or would you condemn him for constantly still having kids? Because, you know, something else that he did say was that she when I met her, she wasn't the same person as when I left her. He said, I'll say this, protecting her. She wasn't the one to be like, I want to be married, if you know what he means.
So, I mean, here's my personal take on it. And everybody has their different morals and values that they follow. But I think, why keep having kids with a woman you don't want to marry? I just don't see the point in doing that. If you just want to sleep with her, keep sleeping with her. But pull out, wear a condom, whatever. Why keep having kids? Because, and again, I don't know their relationship. He could be the best dad, and they could have this great partnership, and the kids don't feel they lost anything. But if you don't want to marry women, why keep having kids with them? That'd make sense. And then also, now if she's going after him for more money, you know, you could have minimized this cost and expense of the child support and all the different things that she's wanting. You wouldn't have to do that if you just didn't get her pregnant. So, like, why do it?
Okay, devil's advocate. Or should I just point this out first? Because you did say, just pull out. She's a former exotic dancer. She may have strong legs from, you know, hanging upside down on the pole that he may not have been able to. she may know some tricks of the trade that you may not be, you know.
But Cam can bench at least 250. She doesn't look like she weighs 250. He could push her off if he needed to.
He's run over linebackers. Good point. Yeah. He runs over linebackers. Linebackers stepped out of the way for him. That is a good point. He did play quarterback, but he wasn't the average quarterback.
No, he wasn't. But he could easily push a girl off if he wanted to. I just don't see the point in doing that. I think of a lot of fathers in general that do that, I think it's negative. And especially in the black community, you have a lot of black fathers that have all these kids. Why?
Yeah, but it's not only black people having kids and not marrying. And at the same time, you know, just because you have kids with somebody doesn't mean you should marry them. And I know you don't even agree with that, that people have to, just because we have a kid, we got to get married.
No.
You don't believe that.
No, I don't. But I don't believe in just keep having babies with somebody. He's had four kids with this chick.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, why would you do that? Why not just keep sleeping with her, but stop having, after the first kid, keep making babies? Like, why would you do that? Now, luckily, but here's the deal. Luckily, he can afford it. But that is something that a lot of people, this happens regularly to women.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's with guys who don't have millions of dollars. And so it's such a negative. But like, why keep having all these babies with them? Why not just sleep with her and that's it? You had no intention of marrying her. Why keep having kids with her?
From her perspective, you just said, people do this anyway and they don't have money. At least he has money.
I'm not knocking her.
You'd rather have...
I'm not knocking her hustle because she's a stripper. So I'm sorry, but strippers are going to do their thing.
And former.
Former.
You say the skills never go away?
No.
Once you know how to ride a bike?
Yeah, no, sorry. But she's a stripper. So, but I'm like, why keep getting this girl pregnant? Why not just have one baby? Oops, okay, one kid. And you move on from there. Why would you have four kids with this person? And the freaking names of the kids is stupid, but that's a whole nother story. But why keep having kids from this woman if you don't want to marry her? Why not just keep sleeping with her and that's it?
Hey, at least they're not like half brothers and sisters. They're four.
Yeah, but great for her because now she's going to get child support for four kids and never have to strip again. You know, awesome. But for Cam Newton, I'm like, why would you do that?
Oh, my
goodness. It's just dumb.
So it sounds like you're more condemning him than commending him.
No, I totally condemn him, because what if his kids, you know, in their 20s, hey, Dad, how come you never married Mom? Well, you know, your mom was good at a few things, but I would never marry
her. Let me tell you about your mom before I met her.
Yeah.
You're old enough now. Let me tell you a few things. Yeah.
Your mama back in the day, woo!
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Roo.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out and heard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one. But we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 77. Be sure to like, subscribe, definitely leave a comment.
And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, rate and review, please. Yo, so this one, you sent me this the other day, and I saw it, and I was just like, it's interesting because the perspective, and I wondered what you thought on it, and that's Mr. Fab Five himself, even though I will say the best tweet had to come when somebody said, Juwan Howard is still triggered from timeouts.
So, Juwan Howard, who's the coach of the Wolverines.
Michigan Wolverines.
Yep, Michigan mm-hmm. Wolverines. And they're playing Wisconsin. Wisconsin coach called a timeout. Wisconsin was winning. And so Juwan mm-hmm. Howard got pissed that, why would you call this timeout? You're already winning. Like, why would you do that? And then so after Wisconsin wins the game and they're doing the whole handshake deal,
yeah,
Juwan Howard gets into it with the coach and is pissed and eventually throws a punch and hits the coach. And I'm like, Juwan Howard, what the hell are you thinking? Like, A, what type of example is that set?
He had an assistant coach, right? It was an assistant coach he smacked upside the head.
He punched.
And it wasn't a closed fist. You got to be careful on the punch part.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't a closed fist. It doesn't matter
whether it's a closed fist or an open hand. You hit somebody. It doesn't matter. But you're the coach of the Wolverines. Mm-hmm. You're the head coach. What are you thinking?
Yes.
You know, what are you thinking with that? Why would you do something mm-hmm. like that? And what do you have to gain out of that but negative? You know, and so it's just stupid. Like, I was so surprised to see him do that, especially someone at his level that's played at the highest level. You know, to someone just should know better.
Juwan Howard is one of the level-headed ones of the Fab Five, too. So, because remember, the Fab Five really, they changed basketball attire. You know, and they had the baggy pants, the low-cut socks, all this. So they changed the way people dressed on the basketball court, right?
Right.
They changed a lot. They were this amazing five freshmen that started at Michigan. Crazy at the time, unprecedented, and the things they did together. But he was one of the level-headed ones. We always thought of him as one of the level-headed ones. Yeah, he got a little heated in the NBA sometimes, but never to this point. And I think it's I agree with you in the fact that this is his fault.
Yeah.
Because when you do that, you set your players up to go down a path that there's no return from, and you're marring them because they're the ones that are going to be more affected by this than you. Yeah, you got suspended for five games, but they can still be coached through and make it to the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is what you just set, the example you set for them was so bad. I mean, think about that. The coach gets into a fight. That's like when, I forget the guy's name, when he was a coach of the Detroit Lions, wanted to run up on Jim Harbaugh. First of all, you don't want to run up on Jim Harbaugh. He'll whoop your ass, okay? After the Niners beat up on the Lions. And it also reminds me of, I don't know if you've seen this yet. It's the Malice at the Palace on Untold, Malice at the Palace on Netflix.
Yep, seen it.
And it's an interesting one because even the Ron Artest says himself, we know these guys. We know each other. He said, when Ben Wallace did this and he got so upset, the fans don't know that we know each other. The fans don't know that. So they're just feeding off his energy. And when he did these things and threw his headband, that's when the fans decided to jump in and throw. And the one fan threw the soda down and hit him and caused the malice in the palace, right? So if you're in that leadership role, and let's be honest, if you're one of the people on the court, you are. You can't do that. As a head coach, you definitely can't do that.
Mm-hmm. It's just dumb. And it was disappointing to see that. and it's going to be a blemish in his career. Like, why? Mm-hmm. You've done so many things. Why would you let this be the thing that stains your career? And so that's what's going to happen. But it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. I just couldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. I saw the coaches, a coach, closed fist, open hand, whatever, try to hit another coach over a timeout because y'all were losing.
Made absolutely no sense. And I get it, because sometimes that timeout can irk you, because, you know, like when I'm on Madden, because I know it's about the same level as that basketball that we're on, you know, it's Madden, right? And you're playing somebody online, they're ready up and they're calling timeout because they're trying to score one more time. I know you get a little upset, but I don't jump on the mic and call them out their name or try to smack them through the thing. If I catch you in line again, it's on though. Same thing, right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't play video games, so I'm assuming that's the same thing.
I understand the level of intensity because I play video games.
I can relate to this story so well because when I play video games, yeah.
Yes. It's exactly. I understand what it's like to play D1 basketball. I get it because I play Madden online. Oh, my God. Look, as we switch over to politics as usual, your guy, Ted Cruz, it seems like he's been pretty quiet recently.
Yeah, he's not saying too much, which is always a good thing. But he's not saying too much because, no, that means that he's eventually going to say something really stupid. But I try to keep a close eye on anything that he talks about throughout the week. Just hasn't been much stories. Or anything really newsworthy, but as the voting is open here in Texas, I think people need to go make sure they vote Ted Cruz out. Pay attention to the local elections and get Ted Cruz out of the Senate, because he's just a turd and still not a fan of him.
I was wondering if you were going to see some more things about him, because I saw the ice in Dallas and, you know, cars and trucks and ambulances, you know, sliding on the overpasses. Because, of course, bridge ice is before road. We've seen this many times, even in the South. Have no idea what that means until the bridge ice is before the road. And you're like, son of a bitch. So I kind of felt for those folks. But I'll tell you another place I saw him pop up was, you know, with, of course, everything happening over in Ukraine. And they're showing, you know, the Ukrainian president. He's there. Like, no, hey, when Putin's putting out this word that he's fleeing, he's like, no, I am here. I am right here in Kiev. Here's this minister, and this minister. We're here. You want to see us? We're here. And then people show Ted Cruz leaving to go to Cancun. And I thought of you the minute I saw that meme. I'm just like.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. And that's in politics. That's been the weird thing. You know, yesterday I hosted a Fat Tuesday crawfish boil. And I'm kind of toasting with everybody. I'm like, hey, let's be mindful of the fact that there are people 6,000 plus miles away fighting for their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and just getting, it's such a crazy thing to watch and see. But you're locally, our life still goes on. So whether Ted Cruz goes to Cancun or stays here in Texas, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was a, oh, that's an interesting point, but I think that's really funny, those memes that they put out about him.
The thing is, no matter how many memes they put out, he's going to keep saying the things that's going to rile up the base, and Texas is going to Texas, Texas is going to Florida, Texas is going to Flexus, and he'll be right back in office. But, you know, as we brought up Russia and Ukraine, and of course, you know, we're keeping an eye on this, and the question has been out there for a lot of folks is, you know, is America going to get involved? And I don't know if you heard this from Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. But he had some very strong words to say.
We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters. Mm.
Wow. This sounds like something out of a movie. It sounds like something out of... and I love medieval movies, right? So it sounds like something out of one of those medieval movies. When I heard that, I was like, whoa. And I've seen people's reaction to just even reading the words. So help me God, someone else will raise your sons and daughters. And you're just like, sheesh.
Yeah, I mean, that's some powerful shit. But I really hope that we don't get involved in that. Mm-hmm. The concept of war, I'm just not a big fan of. Even when I was in ROTC and thinking about that, and I have a whole lot of respect for anybody who signs up and joins the military. A lot of respect for those folks.
Right.
And you got those folks at that were trying to protect that island in the Ukraine and told Russia to go fuck themselves. And they all wound up getting killed. Like, you, those stories, it's like, it's powerful. It's awesome. But I'm like, Biden, come on, man. We can do sanctions, but we don't need to send troops. You know, let's not get involved in this one.
So as we get into this bullshit, this one popped up at rgrtpod@gmail.com. And begs me to question anything crazy you've done on the job. Here's the thing. This maintenance man was working on, you remember R&B singer Monica?
Mm-hmm.
So he's working on a leak in her yard, right? And you would assume that someone like Monica and her house would have a security system all around. She's got an elaborate pool, and apparently he was shooting this for social or something, because you can see the other guy show up in the thing, taking a shot. He comes running around the yard, up on top of the thing, and then jumps into the pool. Not dive. It was technically just a jump into the pool, but fully clothed, with his shoes on, everything, all clothes on, and then climbs out the pool. Hey, let me take a look at the video. And she just kind of posted it. It was just like, listen, people been testing my gangster all month. He's supposed to be working on the leak in the yard and dived into my shit like I can claim him on my taxes. LOL, people better stop playing in my face before the original gremlin comes out.
I don't know. I think I saw the video and don't really see the big deal. You know? Did he do the work? Did he fix the leak that they had? And he just jumped in the pool.
So this is a reward?
Yeah, it's just whatever. I mean, dude, it just happens. Hold on.
This is your pool. This is your pool where your kids swim. Are you fine with the maintenance man running, jumping in, fully clothed, shoes on, don't know where he's been, all up in your pool? You fine with that?
Yes, because him jumping in fully clothed doesn't change the water. I've jumped in pools fully clothed, and so you can't be like, wait a minute, my kids swim in that. Like, what's the big deal? I'm just saying, like, let it go. Some people, you know, just have fun and they're being silly. Great. Mm. Move on. Yeah, you were part of it for his social media or whatever he was doing with it. I don't see the big deal.
Yeah. I'm not saying that she went ahead and asked for this man to be fired or anything. He may not have had anything happen to him based on this. And she probably just, you know, I can't believe this fool did this. And maybe just posted it just to post it. Because, again, that's what social media is for. Can you believe this shit? Like, I mean, I had a picture of a guy who was coming around delivering a package. And it was snowing. And he's coming around the corner, slips as he's carrying this box. Now, it looks like a TV. And it wasn't. It was my workout mats. But during quarantine, and this joker, hey, fuck your package was a person. It was him that day. The way he fell with my package. But the thing was funny. And you catch it on the Ring camera, what do? You make a reel out of it, an IG reel, and you put it up on social. You don't ask for the man to be fired because he fell.
It's true. That would be messed up to do that. He fell when he fired.
Oh, my God. This other thing that popped up here, too, man. I don't know if you've seen this, but this Georgia official who faked two pregnancies. Have you seen the story?
Yeah. My question is why? I don't understand the why.
Yeah, it's crazy because she got about $10,000 to $15,000 of FMLA, which, you know, you being the HR man, you want to explain for those who may not know exactly what FMLA is?
Well, it's family medical leave. So if you're pregnant, you take FMLA, or you're sick, whatever, you can take FMLA. But in this case, though, how do you? You take FMLA because you're saying you're having a baby. And this woman had like fake, like, I guess, prosthetics to make it look like she was pregnant.
Yep.
Now, if you go on FMLA to have a baby, what's everyone going to ask you when you come back? Show me pictures of the baby.
Baby pictures?
Where's? We want to see the baby. You know, and just Why would you lie and fake this twice?
You know, you can find baby pictures. You can find baby pictures. Yeah, she did it twice. Twice in the span of almost 2 years, right?
Yes.
And the interesting thing about it is, it wasn't until they did the investigation. One of the coworkers said they saw the piece coming away from her body. It was like, that doesn't look like a real stomach. But once they did the investigation, oh, well, you know, the baby was born in Piedmont Hospital. It's easy to go check and see.
Yeah.
That's easy to see. There was no baby born. She was not there. And some of the other things, like, was she drinking when she was supposed to be pregnant? Did you ever see her not drink at social events? Oh, no, she kept drinking. The things, if you're going to live in the lie, you got to live in the lie.
That's a big lie, though. Because you got to produce a baby. Now, it's one thing if she, like, faked it. I lost the baby, had a miscarriage, and went on FMLA. But, like, you got to produce a kid. And then to say the kid was born in this hospital, there's records for that shit. It's just like, why would you do this? Like, this is someone who is, I think you take pathological liar to a whole different level. Like, she's just not smart. Because even a pathological liar, they wouldn't get caught.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have been like, yeah, the baby was born here. They'd have said, hey, I had a miscarriage.
And, you know, here's the thing. You don't realize how big of a liar this woman is until you find out a week later, another story comes out, and a Cobb County attorney says that she was shocked to learn that this one-time close friend who had faked these two pregnancies had also planned two fake weddings.
And I'm wondering, does she date black men? Because the fake name of that man, that name sounds African. I'm just like,
well, she probably only dates fake black men. He's in Nigeria.
Yeah.
He's a prince.
He's in Nigeria. Yeah, that's just, it's an insane story. But I really want to know what this woman was thinking. There's just no way you could do this not knowing you're going to get caught.
You know, I feel bad that I actually told you from the very beginning where this happened. Because if I said Florida, Texas, or somewhere else, I don't think you would have said somewhere else. I think that would have been the last thing in your mind if I would have been Florida or Texas.
I would have picked Florida.
By your bias, you would have said, I know you would have picked Florida because you got Texas bias.
Yeah, I'd have picked Florida. I'm like, we don't do stupid shit like that here in Texas. The great state, we don't do that here. But Georgia?
Like you said, she asked the man to marry her by gunpoint at
yeah, in Georgia, it's believable because it's just like, you know, I'm a Saints fan and I hate the Falcons. And so any dumb shit is possible in freaking Georgia.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't forget that we've dropped these episodes, the audio episodes, every Monday, and then, of course, video episodes on Tuesday. Wednesdays, we are indeed still reviewing Married at First Sight, Season 14, Boston.
Painfully reviewing Married at First Sight, Season 14, Boston.
It's going to be interesting to see how this kind of plays out, though, because the fact that Alyssa is no longer on there. Well, no, never mind, because Lindsay just made us hate her again. So there we go. We got our villain.
I can't wait for the reunion. I can't wait for the reunion. Oh, yeah. Be like, hey, Alyssa, so remember all those things you were saying that you tried so hard? This is you. This is videos of you not trying at all.
Hey, a matter of fact, because you know, she did go to the reunion. She actually went to, they filmed the reunion Valentine's weekend, and she was there. So, oh, I can't wait to see this. It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit that you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers, brother. Are you sipping whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon.
So? And?